Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with 8 Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the 8 Creative DC Project. You may have seen us on IG and Twitter and Facebook at 8 Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy all across new media. This podcast is just one of the new media ways that we do that. And on social, we have a 1.1 million strong hashtag feed. So that means when you scroll through that hashtag, the 8 Creative DC hashtag, when you're looking at that content, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people and projects who populate it digitally and IRL. So we work to shift perception of Creative Washington, D.C., what that looks like, the fact that it's here, and we certainly cannot do that alone. We're here to amplify the content that goes into our hashtag feed. This podcast, again, just one of the ways we do that. We're constantly reposting on Instagram. We are retweeting all day long on Twitter. We have Pam and Makita from our team kind of constantly pulling out content and getting it online. And one of the things that we really love to talk about, but don't always have like a super clean new media way to put it in, are events. So it's the top of the month here in Washington, D.C. We got a lot of great feedback about our September spotlight episode. So that focused on the events and projects we had on our radar last month. And, you know, why not keep a good thing going, right? So here we are. It's October 3rd, 2018. And this is our, you know, longer form than a tweet. This is our kind of long form new media public service announcement all about what has us kind of going this month at 8 Creative DC. So really, we're going to focus on events today. There's a whole bunch of amazing kind of like arts and industry stuff coming up. And here it is for your radar and for your own calendars. So first up, we've got an event to get on that calendar for this Friday night. It is called A Good American. So A Good American is a group show. It's curated by Philippa Hughes of the Pink Line Project. So if you're not in the know on Pink Line, among many other things, it's kind of an institution in terms of internet newsletters, right? We're all about new media here. This weekly newsletter has been landing in inboxes in DC for years, and it's filled with art picks and things to do. Definitely subscribe. That's not the first time you've heard us say that, but definitely subscribe to the Pink Line Project newsletter. You can do that at pinklineproject.com. So this Friday, Philip of Pink Line has brought together 8 artists in an examination of the immigrant experience in America. So A Good American is this group show. It's all happening at the Heurich House. I made myself a little note to spell that for you guys. That's H-E-U-R-I-C-H House, the Heurich House. And artists, there's 8 of them, but they include Jose Corona, Andy Fernandez. We really love his work at 8 Creative DC. And Alden Leonard. So we actually featured Alden's installation on the 8 Creative DC Instagram feed this week. That's at 8 Creative DC. And Alden Leonard is at A-L-D-E-N-L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Similar to Andy and all of the other artists involved, we're big, big fans of Alden's work. And this installation features 800 individual portraits of DACA dreamers. So to quote Alden, "My installation examines the human impact of the Trump administration's decision to end DACA, putting 800,000 dreamers in limbo. What does 800,000 mean in terms of human lives? And through 800 portraits, I bring the scale of this policy decision to life and explore questions about our dysfunctional relationship with statistics." So this show is bound to be thought-provoking. Again, you can catch a couple previews on our Instagram, on Alden's Instagram. It'll be on view all month at the Heurich House, and it opens this Friday, October 5th, with a reception from 6 to 9 p.m. So you should be there. We'll be there. It's going to be good. If you guys are just joining us, we're Direct Message. I'm Morgan West. We are 8 Creative DC, and this is the top of an incredibly busy month for art and industry in this city. We're going over some top hits that are on our radar, and we started off by chatting about Pink Line Project's A Good American show. That opens Friday at the Heurich House, and while we're talking events, let's kind of shift from art, although not totally away from art. Let's chat local biz. So Think Local First is an organization that I have so much love in my heart for. I've talked about this before, but you know, I grew up in I was a small business kid in a small business house. Third generation DC small business owner, very, very proud of that. And Think Local First really kind of speaks to a lot of that experience for me. So coming up on October 18th, Think Local First is doing what they do best, which is elevating visibility and celebrating the work of locally owned businesses in this city. So the second annual Local First Awards are a chance to recognize the businesses in our community that impact and create community. So I love this line from Think Local First. Local independent businesses are the backbone of our economy. They are better positioned to respond to the needs of our community and are inherently tied to the future of Washington, D.C. Local businesses also make daily decisions that address issues of economic, environmental, racial, and social equity. So the inaugural Local First Awards happened last year. That was at Blind Wino. It was mega sold out. It was one of those just like incredibly positive and celebratory nights. You know, the DC brow flowed like water, as it is often wont to do. And this year really should be very much along those same vibes. We've got a poster for it up now on the A Creative DC homepage with a link to the event. We've also got a little code in there for tickets, so feel free to use that. Again, that event is October 18th, and it is all going down at the showroom on 14th Street. Truly, just the feel goods will be so real at this event, and I'm just personally so excited to support it. So, again, if you're just listening in, we've spent the last few minutes talking about events that are coming up, and this is Direct Message with the Creative DC. This is one of the things we do at the top of every month is really kind of dive into the things that made it to our radar. It's such a busy month, as every month is in, you know, the creative sphere of Washington, D.C. We've chatted about A Good American, which opens Friday. We've chatted about the Local First Awards, which really kind of celebrates the impact that local businesses have on our community. And this is like just kind of a fun one. This just came across my radar this month. I had never heard of this project, came across my radar yesterday, actually. I'd never heard of this project. It is called the District Music Project, and they have what is called a drop-in chorus. So districtmusicproject.org is kind of where these guys are headquartered online. But District Music Project, to quote, is a nonprofit, community-centered organization that develops music programming for adult students in the metro DC area. We believe in the power of music and community, and that everyone should be able to engage their inner artist, and that cost should not be a barrier. Okay, so guys, every single Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., District Music Project is at the Adams Morgan Community Center. So we're right here at the Line Hotel, and the Adams Morgan Community Center is next door. It's part of the Line, and they have like free community programming. So every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., you can join District Music Project for the inaugural season of their drop-in chorus. They meet every single week. It is open to all. All skills are welcome. You guys, you just show up and sing. Choir attendees, wait for it, will be practicing Bohemian Rhapsody, and materials will be provided. So there's no sign up required. Literally just stop in. At some point, they're going to transition into a holiday chorus, which I like also can't even handle. But this just sounds so amazing. So if it has been kind of like on your bucket list to, you know, give an accurate, you know, Freddie Mercury homage by way of learning Bohemian Rhapsody all the way through, you can join the District Music Project, and you can do that every Wednesday. So this is just one of those things that I feel like I'm better for knowing exists, and I hope that you feel the same way. So we're very excited to share that. All right, so we're keeping it brief today. We're chatting about a couple things that are on our radar at A Creative DC on this episode of Direct Message, all things that are happening in October. And like, honestly, I got to this point in the scripts that I write every single week, and I realized that like there's just so much that we could either go on for another 15 hours, or, you know, there's never going to be enough time. So how about I just attempt to fit like five more very cool things into the next like 120-ish seconds before we sign off from this episode, and just admit that we can only go so far. All right, so wish me luck. Here we go. First up, Adams Morgan's annual Porch Fest. So this episode accidentally became very Adams Morgan centric, didn't it? But again, that District Music Project, I just, you know, You can't not talk about it. So Adams Morgan's annual Porch Fest is this weekend. It is just like one of those really cute neighborhood things that is kind of constantly going on across DC. We're so lucky for that. But basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's Porch Fest. It's like a bunch of musicians performing on porches all across the neighborhood. And here at the Line, Full Service Radio, again, where we're sitting right now, they're presenting Jamal Gray and Friends. So we love Jamal. He performs under the name Aquatic Gardener. This lineup includes special guests, Reaganomics, Mr. Daywalker, Twin Jude, and more. Twin Jude just performed at the Creative DC space with Ashley Shea a couple weeks ago and was really just incredibly special. This is a showcase of musical ingenuity and forward-thinking hip-hop and soul. Adams Morgan Porch Fest, wander around the neighborhood from 2 to 6. There's just going to be programming everywhere and programming here at the hotel. We're like totally into that. All right, so speaking of performances, next up in this like final rant and ramble of things to do this month, DuPont Underground has like an amazing lineup this month. So we just got, again, we're a sucker for a newsletter over here, but we just got their kind of October lineup. And for example, Yaya Bay is performing live on October 12th. So you can get 411 and tickets and see the entire upcoming schedule at DupontUnderground.org. If you are not familiar, we're going to break this down. It's in DuPont. It's underground. It's a nonprofit. And it's a former metro station. So it's bananas. It's like got, you know, it's an amazing place to hear music. It's just kind of like one of those neat city secrets that exists. And so you should definitely find yourself over there. All right, so next up, this is a fun one, and we're actually going outside of the city for this, but this week, both Washington Post and Washington City Paper have really great pieces on the brand new expansion to the Glenstone Museum. So Glenstone's about 45 minutes outside of DC. I got a chance to check this out during preview and was just incredibly blown away. There is just an absolutely incredible art collection that we now have access to. We've, you know, Glenstone has been there. It's kind of been one of those things that, you know, you kind of see every once in a while. I don't know. For me, it was like I hadn't been out there and I don't know why. There was like no excuse other than it's 45 minutes away. But it is, I can't say enough about just the experience. So they've expanded into like an all new kind of like annex building. It is indoor. It's outdoor. It is just like the most unbelievable experience. If you can get yourself there, please get yourself there. I believe they actually reopen with this expansion tomorrow. It is kind of like, I mean, I don't want to compare it. I don't have the depth of the art museum knowledge that so many of my peers do, but you know, I kind of liken it to being like our slice of kind of like Dia Beacon or like a Storm King. And it's just so special. It's entirely its own thing. You can Google those Washington Post and Washington City Paper articles, definitely dive into those. But really go straight to the source for all of the what and the where and the why. And to check out kind of like the amazing, amazing art collection, you can do that at glenstone.org. It's fall. It's going to be like the perfect time to go out there and just kind of wander around and spend a day. So I'm excited for you to do that. And I'm excited to do it again myself. And lastly, number five, DC Design Week is coming up October 20th through October 28th. DC Design Week, just as it sounds, it's a celebration of design and just all of the things that it touches, which frankly is everything. They've given it a week. It is AIGA DC is like kind of behind this and making it happen. And sincerely, like the lineup just looks like so amazing. There's talks and panels and workshops and, you know, people coming in from other cities. It is such an incredible and valuable kind of programming situation that happens in DC. You do not want to miss this. It gets bigger every single year. So you will definitely want to take part in this. You can learn more at dcdesignweek.org. Also shout out to them for always having such an incredible like website situation every single year. It just keeps getting better. Congratulations to DC Design Week. We are all really, really looking forward to this. And guys, that's it. This was it. This was like our little condensed episode of Direct Message with the Creative DC this week. Please tweet at us to get everything we missed on our radar. There's so much going on at any one time in DC. There's no way anyone could know all of it. And that is like a really beautiful thing. But again, we're here to amplify. So like, just let us know. Tweet at us, @CreativeDC. We will retweet your event. We will do it gratuitously and we will also be back next week. So you can catch us every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. live on Full Service Radio. You can catch up anytime at fullserviceradio.org. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC and online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own. We're so grateful. Thank you all so much to be able to take these weekly dives into the A Creative DC hashtag feed that you guys create. And big thanks to our new partners at Full Service Radio. I guess not so new anymore. We're on season two. What is this? Episode 412? I'm just kidding. It's like episode 24 or something. But we're so excited to be here. So thank you, Full Service Radio, Jack and Alexio. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC. Happy October, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.